Marylanders who buy their health insurance through the state's individual insurance marketplace are seeing their premiums go down this year. This is a result of a fund that state lawmakers approved last year that helps insurers cover the costs of their most expensive claims. But that fund only has enough money to last for about 3 years. So to keep premiums down over the long term, state lawmakers who return to Annapolis next week are considering a new health insurance mandate. And as WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, a fine for anyone who doesn't comply with it.
It's a lot like the Federal Affordable Care Act's individual mandate that Congress repealed late in 2017. But there's a big difference. Maryland taxpayers would be able to treat the fine as a down payment on a health insurance plan.
Under the Affordable Care Act and the way other states have done this, you just write a check to the government and don't get anything back.
Stan Dorn is director of the National Center on Coverage Innovation at Families USA, a left-leaning advocacy organization. And he's the architect of the proposal.
In the Maryland approach, income tax filing becomes an opportunity for people to get insured. There's a special enrollment period that lets you sign up for coverage. You can use your penalty payment not just to write a check to the state, but to actually buy insurance with your own money.
Dorn estimates that the fine, combined with federal tax credits, would fully cover insurance premiums for about 79,000 Marylanders. Another roughly 50,000 adults and children likely qualify for Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, but aren't enrolled. The proposed program would help identify them and get them coverage. Dorn says getting these groups enrolled will strengthen the whole market.
The group that gets signed up for coverage under this plan has a lot of young and healthy adults. And so once they get enrolled into the market, average risk levels go down and premiums go down.
But there's still a group of people who won't qualify for federal subsidies and would have to pay the fine. They can choose to spend more money on top of the penalty and buy insurance, but the authors of the bill aren't counting on it. Montgomery County Senator Brian Feldman, a Democrat and his chamber's lead sponsor of the bill, says the fines that aren't spent on insurance are expected to yield about $30 million.
Once the dollars are used to offset and compensate the various players for the administrative costs of doing all this, what's left will go into a rate stabilization fund.
The bill comes out of a commission created in 2017 to protect health insurance coverage in Maryland. It was introduced last year, but died in committee. Senate President Mike Miller says he expects it to have more success this year. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, 94% of Maryland residents have health insurance. Miller says he supports the idea of requiring the remaining 6% to pay something.
It's mostly young people. It's mostly millennials. They think they're 8 feet tall and bulletproof, and nothing's going to happen to them. And they should pay something so to have some skin in the game and to make healthcare more affordable for all.
But a Kaiser Family Foundation analysis of the 2017 National Health Interview Survey found that among uninsured adults under age 64, only 2% said they don't need health insurance. The majority said they couldn't afford it, or they lost it when they changed jobs.
The idea that we're going to penalize these people who can't afford the health insurance by making them pay a penalty because they can't afford to buy the insurance is crazy.
Baltimore County Delegate Chris West, a Republican who won election in November to the state Senate, sits on the commission behind the proposal. He says he likes the idea of using tax filings as a way to find people who qualify for Medicaid but aren't enrolled. As for the rest of the bill, he has an alternative suggestion.
I think we ought to empower the controller's staff to take a look and then get back to people with a letter saying, in reviewing your tax return, we noticed that you don't have health insurance now, but you qualify for a substantial subsidy. And if you wanted health insurance, you could obtain it. And it would either be totally cost-free to you, or it would cost you only a modest amount of money.
Kristen Link Young is a fellow at the Schaefer Initiative for Health Policy, a joint project at the University of Southern California and the Brookings Institution. She says the penalty is what makes mandates like the one Maryland is considering effective.
The economic literature suggests that the mandate itself is important, that informing people is good, but actually imposing a consequence is an additional step that will encourage more people to enroll.
She says timing is also a key part of why the proposal could be successful in getting people to enroll.
They will have just paid, just be sort of faced with the prospect of paying a $700 tax penalty, and you sort of give them the opportunity to make a decision right then. Don't pay this penalty, instead go get health insurance. That's a salient moment for them and a potentially really powerful tool.
Representatives of Maryland's two main insurance carriers, Kaiser Permanente and CareFirst, declined to comment for this report. However, CareFirst CEO Brian Pennink expressed support for an insurance mandate in an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun in November. Feldman, the bill's sponsor, is optimistic about its odds in the General Assembly.
People didn't like Affordable Care Act Obamacare because it was punitive. It was telling people you have to pay a penalty. This is incentivizing that with that stick. But at the end of it, where you're taking the dollars and getting people health insurance, that's really what the goal here is, not to get their money and put it in the general fund of Maryland.
But Republican Governor Larry Hogan doesn't appear to be on board. His spokeswoman declined to comment on the proposal, saying that Hogan will evaluate legislation when it reaches his desk. However, Hogan recently told the Washington Post that he opposes the bill. He said it, quote, penalizes people to do something against their will. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.